how it will benefit a potential customer. You need to be able to draft a quality proposal, which can only be done if you take your time to properly prepare. You need to be able to show your potential customers that you understand your product inside out and are in a strong position to be able to answer any questions that are asked with thoughtful, insightful, and useful answers. To be an awesome dealmaker, you need to also be a visionary. You need to be able to conceive big ideas. You're not here to think inside the box or even outside it. Instead, you should imagine that there is no box at all. Whether you are drafting an idea or pitching it to investors, you cannot be limited by conventional theories. Instead, have enough confidence in your own ideas. Be inventive in everything you do. Avoid boxes. Think and act like they don't exist. You also need to be able to think on your toes. For example, imagine that you're seated at the negotiation table, and as you're listening to what others are saying to you, you're realizing that the inside info you had is not actually all that accurate. So, what do you do? Getting up without trying to understand the changes in the rules is unproductive. Instead, you should learn to adapt so that you can reposition your offer in such a way that you get to close the deal. You also need to have a good character. We all know that our reputation precedes us. Some people don't want to get involved with certain people because they've heard all about them, and they've got the impression that they really should be avoided. If you cultivate this kind of negative character, you're going to struggle to close deals. Reputation is hugely important when it comes to people choosing business partners, so make sure that yours is as good as it can be. After all, your name is your brand. Once you damage your name, you damage your brand. As D.I. Moody pointed out, taking good care of your character means that your reputation takes care of itself. Ask yourself a few questions. Do you respect other people? Would you say that you're honest? Are you fair? Are you a creative person? Are you super ruthless? If you have a good reputation, you have more leverage when you're trying to close a deal. An awesome dealmaker also needs to be a go-getter who has a strategy. This means you should not go to a table unprepared. Every deal you have needs to be one that you know inside and out. If a question comes up that you can't answer, you're going to go crimson and you're going to fail in your endeavors. Awesome dealmakers have a desired outcome in their mind, but they also have plans B and C for if plan A doesn't work out. They have a strategy and are prepared for anything that might go wrong. Knowing your business. A dealmaker has to know their business intimately, but they also need to know who their rivals are, as well as what they're up to. Whenever you walk into a business meeting with a deal in mind, everyone who is present is expecting to hear good things from you. They're expecting to hear insightful comments about your product and market. They want you to be able to respond intelligently to their questions. They're expecting you to know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to your product, your market, your plans, and your competition, and their plans. They don't have any patience for someone who hasn't done their homework. When you walk into a business meeting with a deal, you also need to know what sets you and your business apart from your rivals. What edge